get that one either. And ice pops. And there's a few more on the next screen. I think that's the A-Team van, isn't it? I don't know the chocolate. Gremlins. A Rubik's Cube. Who knows what the symbol is? Transformers. Yeah, well done. Great. It's all lovely things of the 80s. There's also, I want to take us back in time to the 80s, just momentarily, because there was also another momentous thing that happened in the 80s. It was actually in 1980. We found out, spoiler alert, who Luke Skywalker's father was. Who remembers that? In 1980, Return of the Jedi, it's revealed that Darth Vader is Luke's father. He says those immortal words, "I'm your father." Well, I can't do the impression, but he says, "I'm your father." And Luke then has this struggle with identity, doesn't he? As Darth Vader tries to convince Luke to join him on the dark side. He tries to convince Luke that Luke is a child of the dark side. And Luke struggles with this. Is he a child of the Force or a child of the dark side? And I wonder if identity is a big issue in all of our lives. Do we sometimes wonder, who am I? Who am I? And this is really important because our actions spring out of the beliefs that we have about ourselves and about who we really are. That's what this phrase self-fulfilling prophecy is about, isn't it? And telling children who they are affects their actions and their beliefs about themselves as they grow up. And this passage that we just heard read is a lot about identity. Who am I? Who are you? Who is Jesus? And who are we? And to help us to understand this passage, I want to take us back again to the Gospel of John, the good news about Jesus in the Gospel of John, and an incident in the life of Jesus where he's talking with people who are challenging his identity. And he, in turn, challenged theirs. So it's in John 8, if you've got your Bibles and you want to turn to it, John 8, verse 25. Basically, they're trying to display their credentials against him and say that they're Abraham's children. And Jesus questions this. He says they may be biological descendants of Abraham, but they aren't spiritually because they don't do what Abraham did. So at verse 25, "Who are you?" they ask Jesus. "Just what I've been telling you from the beginning," Jesus replied. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him I tell the world." They did not understand that he was telling them about his father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." Even as he spoke, many believed in him. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Basically, they don't accept who Jesus is, and they don't accept their need of him to set them free. They're relying on their religious credentials. But Jesus points out, "You're not free. Anyone who sins is still a slave to sin." He says, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." What Jesus is offering is his sonship, his status as a child of God. Instead of being a slave to sin and following the darkness, we can be children of God, set free to live the expansive, joyful, hopeful, impactful, forgiving lives as the people he made us to be, unfettered by things that would chain us and control our actions. Interestingly, it comes just after the occasion where these same people were condemning the woman caught in adultery and are about to stone her to death, and Jesus had stepped in. That's not behaving like children of God, is it? That's not bearing the family likeness. Prejudice, condemnation, unforgiveness, hate, pride, also hopelessness. All these attitudes are unlike God too, and God wants to set us free from them. Have you ever heard an adult say to a child, "Now, Johnny, we don't do that, do we?" Obviously the adult doesn't do it, but they're saying it's kind of the royal we. But there is a truth in that. It's we don't do that. As the family of God, we don't condemn, we don't shame, we don't let greed control our lives. We're not malicious. So what do we do as children of God? Jesus says in Luke chapter 6, verse 35, "But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked." You are kind because he is kind. Bearing the family likeness. Wow, it's quite a big ask, isn't it? It is a big ask. We'll come on to that. Don't worry. So where is this family likeness? Jesus goes on to challenge these people. "If God were your father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I've not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you're unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. There is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me." How we relate to Jesus reveals where our sonship lies, where our childhood is, and whose family we belong to. But just, I want to say a word about sin, because we just read it and kind of accept it, but it's quite an alien word to us, isn't it? And it's important to note in this passage that we all slip back into old ways sometimes. That's just it, they're old ways. They're not who we are now. We heard a few weeks ago about how everyone sins. If you say you're without sin, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. So this passage isn't saying that if you ever sin, you're a child of the devil. You might want to breathe a sigh of relief at that point. This passage is not saying that. We all slip back into old ways, our old self sometimes. But that's it. It's our old self. It's not who we are today. The truth of who you are inside. You are children of God. So be who you are. And that's what John's encouraging us to do in this passage. Be who you are. Who you are deep down. If you've accepted Jesus, if you've placed your trust in him, if you believe he is who he says he is, then you are a new creation. You've been adopted into his family. You're a child of God. So live like that. Don't sleepwalk back into slavery, forgetting who you are and following the father of darkness. Don't give him a foothold in your life. So that's easy to say, isn't it? Just be who you are. Just go and be who you are. But it's not that easy, is it? We know that. And I feel like this passage gives us a key to how we can be who we really are. Because it starts with relationship. It starts with telling us how God is love and how God loves us. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children. And to just drive the point home, he says, "And that is what we are." He calls us his children, and that is what we are. That is who we are. So it's not about trying to live differently, but it's about focusing on this relationship. It's like nurturing that relationship with God as children of God, giving that relationship space in our lives to have an impact on us, to change us, to help us to grow. Our true selves are based and founded on this. who we are as children of God. Some of the things that can help our relationship, spending time with him, learning to be like him. You don't hear children saying, I'm going to learn better how to hold my knife and fork today. I think I'm going to work on that today. Or, I think I need to develop my skills at brushing my teeth. Or, I'm going to master, today is the day I'm going to master how to say mama and dada. I mean, we don't, to be fair, I don't have any evidence that children aren't thinking that because we don't know what they're thinking. But I don't think that they're thinking like that. I think they're picking these things up through spending time with the significant adults in their life, through watching how they do it, through having patient people come alongside and teach them and help them to try again when they fail. We learn by spending time with God, spending time with God in his word, spending time with God listening to him. He may speak through, I've discovered recently, rediscovered worship music and listening to worship music when I'm walking my dog in my earphone, you know, in my earphones, not on a ghetto blaster, but maybe I should. So we learn about God and we learn a family likeness. We take on the family likeness as we spend time with God and watch him. Do you ever go back to the Gospels? Sometimes if I'm feeling doubtful, I go back to Jesus' words because they just have a ring of truth about them to me. I read them and I think, yeah, you didn't say what other people expected. You didn't say what the dominant culture was. You were your own person. And I just believe that you're telling the truth. Communication is another important thing in relationships, isn't it? And this can be beyond words. It doesn't have to be words only. I was in here the other week, and during the worship time, I saw a child sort of just reaching up to their significant adult, just reaching up, just like that, sort of hopefully, a look on their face, hopeful, and the adult scooped them up, and then there was just joy on the child's face. Just, yeah, that's where I wanted to be. That's exactly the reaction I was looking for. How often do we just reach up? Maybe we don't have the words, but we can just reach up. Maybe we want to be picked up so we can be put on God's shoulders, have a different perspective, like if you're in a crowd and the child goes on the shoulders so they can see what's going on better. Maybe we need that higher perspective in our lives and we just need to reach up so God can lift us up and give us that perspective. Maybe we need comfort. We just need comfort. We just need a hug. We can reach up and God will scoop us up and provide us with comfort and nurture. Or maybe we want joy. This child was just wanting to, you know, be part of the worship music and sing. And maybe we just want a joy, an experience of joy in God's presence. We can just reach up. We can just reach up to him. The dark side, the dark force is all around us, isn't it? The world tries to squeeze our identity, tempting us to rest our identity on other things, telling us we're consumers. That's all we are, we're consumers. We're workers, that's all we are. Our worth is tied up in our work, how much we can produce. It's reliant on our status. Or the world tells us we're bad, we're wrong, we're not good enough, we're stupid, we're poor, we're rich, we're high-powered, we're forgotten, we're overlooked, we're left out, or we're entitled. Sin is just not living fully who we are in Jesus, not living as he lived, bravely, extravagantly loving, being completely true to himself and his relationship with the Father. So spending time in this relationship, giving time to this relationship with God, is what helps us grow into who we are. It helps squeeze out the world's voice and give space for God's voice to remind us, you are my child. You are my child. So how is your relationship with your loving Heavenly Father? Some of us struggle with this picture, don't we? Because we may not have had a loving, significant adult in our lives. God gives us other pictures as well of how he nurtures and cares for us and loves us and helps us to grow. What is drowning out this truth in your life? Are there any dials in your life that you need to turn down? Any voices you just don't need to listen to? And turn up the dial of God's voice. And how can you do that starting today? Well, it may be that you haven't yet accepted Jesus' offer of this adoption into his family. Or you don't know if you have. You don't know deep down if you are a child of God. The Gospel of John says in chapter 1, verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, we'd say a wife's will as well now, but born of God. Born of God. He gives that right to all who receive him. Have you received him yet into your life? Have you received adoption into his family? And are you reaching up to him today? I think there's a lot of power in speaking out the truth. This is something else I've sort of been thinking about, or God's been teaching me the last few months. There's a lot of power in speaking out his truth, what he says about us. And we're going to do that now because we're going to sing together in a moment after I've prayed. I am who you say I am. I'm not who the world says I am. I am who you say I am. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us that went to such great lengths to set us free from the kingdom of darkness and bring us into the kingdom of light, to make us children of God, received into your family, free to love you, free to know your love, free to live and be the people that you made us to be. You know, Lord, that we all fall short. You know sometimes, Lord, the temptation to step back into our old lives is very strong. And the temptations and attitudes that come at us from the world around us can make it really tough. So we ask just now that you'll bring healing to us into our lives. You'll bring nurture, your nurture, into our lives. You'll help us to turn down the dials that we need to turn down. And you'll help us to make space to listen to your voice and believe you that we are who you say we are. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's